This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You're going to hear a lot in the next couple of days about carbon dioxide, public enemy number one in the climate change wars. Early next week, for the first time, the Environmental Protection Agency is expected to propose rules limiting the carbon dioxide that is produced by the power plants that generate most of the electricity in this country. Marketplace's Dan Weissman tells us what to look for in that.
Previous EPA rules have hit existing coal-burning plants by focusing on pollutants like mercury and sulfur dioxide that older coal plants produce. Pending rules would limit carbon dioxide pollution from new power plants and factories.
The rule that the EPA is going to propose next week is the first step that's really aimed specifically at the power sector, reducing greenhouse gas emissions from the power sector.
That's Jonas Monast from Duke University. The administration will create carbon reduction targets for states and allow each state to make a plan for hitting its target. One of the most efficient ways to hit a target, shut down older, heavily polluting coal-burning plants. This isn't exactly war on coal. Ted Nordhaus runs a group called the Breakthrough Institute.
The real war on coal is not being waged by the administration. It's being waged by cheap natural gas.
Coal's biggest advantage as a power source has been it's cheap. Low natural gas prices have eaten away much of that advantage. Utilities have been shutting down older coal plants and opening up new gas plants that also pollute less.
This is the crown jewel of the Obama administration's climate policy.
Regulations can lock in that shift and extend it, says Kevin Book with Clearview Energy Partners. Adding next week's proposals to what we've already seen could mean the U.S. ends up getting about a third less energy from coal than it did a few years ago. How much carbon emissions will be reduced depends on the target they set.
If you have a price on carbon, then you have the ability to tax countries that don't.
That is, you put import taxes on goods produced by carbon-polluting countries. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman from Marketplace.